desire.
Live on. Live on. Dambala with the papa. Eat that papa steak. Eat that papa steak. Live on. Live on. Speak. Dambala with the speak. Dambala with the speak.
A short story by Nathaniel Hawthorne, adapted for radio by Charles Tidler.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Better to die than run away. Better to die. Dambala way do papa snake. Vive la liberté. Vive la liberté. Vive la liberté. Vive la liberté. Vive la liberté.
With Lou Mancuma as Antoine Lafayette.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
With Owen Foran as Pastor Herkimer.
Dambala with the papa, eat banana soup, eat sweet potato pie. Kulevo, kulevo, big fat papa. Give us this day. Give us this day.
Donna Peerless as Rosina.
And lead us not into temptation.
The earth is shaking. Where are you? The earth is shaking. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
And Tom Macbeth as Rod Elliston. Also featuring Christopher Gaze, Betty Phillips, Mickey Monsell, and Jean Wolf.
Dambala with the papa. Dambala with the papa.
With original music by George Ryan.
Dambala with the papa.
Produced and directed by John Giuliani.
But deliver us from evil. Amen. Yes.
So sorry to disturb your morning prayers, Pastor Herkimer, but there's a woman here who insists she must see you immediately. A Mrs. Elliston.
Elliston?
Yes, that's correct. Mrs. Rosina Elliston.
Rosina? But of course. I didn't quite recognize the last name.
She seems to be rather desperate to speak to you, Pastor.
Yes. Well, please have her shown to my study right away. Thank you. How long has it been since I last saw you? 15 years?
Pastor.
Oh, come now, we're very old friends. To you, I'm still just George Herkimer.
No. Please allow me to address you as pastor. I am here for your most compassionate ministry, not for a social call.
Please, sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
So, you're living now in Toronto?
Yes.
And you're married. Is that not correct? My clerk said...
Rod Elliston.
Rod Elliston?
My husband. Do you know him?
The TV evangelist? The one who handles live rattlesnakes in front of his congregation? Who drinks poison, claims to heal the sick, the blind, and the deaf?
You don't approve.
It's not my part, Rosina, to approve or disapprove. But, frankly, I'm astounded.
10 days ago, Rod left me.
The supposed man of God abandoning his wife and home. In Jesus' love, I'm truly sorry for you, Rosina.
Pastor, my husband is possessed by an evil spirit. But he won't admit it. Maybe he truly doesn't know, but I know. I know.
Rosina, my good friend, my sister, calm yourself.
It's a snake. The evil spirit is a snake that lives in his belly. It was put there, I think, by a voodoo witch doctor whose lost soul Rod has been trying to save. I have, just today, purchased a small handgun.
A gun? But why? Surely you don't want to harm anyone.
Oh, no. No, I don't. But I feel like taking my own life.
Rosina.
At night, when Rod was asleep, I would lie awake and I could hear the snake hissing. Rod would cry out in his sleep. It gnaws me. It gnaws me.
You must trust in God's love. All should be well.
It gnaws me. Oh, it gnaws me.
You! Get out! Get out of our church and leave us in peace!
Back off! Back off! What can we do?
Bind him with ropes!
Here, snake. Here.
Careful.
Here, snake.
Careful.
Here, snake. Here, snake.
Wait, wait.
Here, snake. Here, snake.
Now!
Okay.
Get on him now!
Get on him now!
Borro!
Borro! Borro! Careful!
We got him!
Yes, I got him!
We got him.
Good.
We hold him now.
Good, good. Yes, yes. We hold him now, and maybe we can speak to him, too. Don't say. You go. Take everyone. Go.
Yes, Boko. We go.
We lead him to the hookah.
It knows me.
water, my friend.
Who are you? Satan himself, or just one of his devils?
I am at one Lafayette, the voodoo priest, Ungan of the congregation here in Toronto. Why do you disrupt our church?
Witch doctor.
No, I am a Ungan, a Boko, a healer.
What kind of healer binds with ropes the video vessel of the Lord?
The video vessel of the Lord?
Even you heathens must watch television. I'm the TV preacher, Rod Elliston. Every week through my ministry, millions are saved from the fires of eternal damnation. Who's paying you? Some evil rival network that wants me off the air, I bet. Huh? Who? Who?
So, you have forgotten the snake in your belly, huh? You do not remember. He knows me. He knows me.
I handle snakes. I drink poison. I walk through hot coals. I cast out devils and heal the sick. I could probably break these bonds that bind me now. Oh, help me, Jesus. I don't...
It knows me. It knows me.
Your heart and your soul are being consumed by self-inflicted egotism, my friend. If you have the power to cast out devils as you claim, begin with yourself.
You really are Satan himself, aren't you? And this is my own temptation in the wilderness, isn't it?
Self-inflicted egotism is the direct consequence of attempting to satisfy the deep desire of an ingrown soul. The deep desire is never satisfied, even if it destroys everything in the world.
Do you hear him, Lord? Satan's taking me up on the high mountaintop, showing me all the kingdoms of the earth and all their glittering glory.
You are a fundamental literalist by temperament, Mr. Elliston. Therefore, the egotism has manifested as a live rattlesnake in your belly.
Satan says, look, all these things that glitter and glow I'll give to you if you'll fall down to wash my feet as your God.
Since you will not answer me, my friend, I will tell you why you have come. Your snake brings you to our church because of the drums. But when it gets here, it knows the drums are good and full of love. So the snake turns back like a knife into the fat of your deep desire.
Get thee head, Satan, for it is written you shall worship me!
If there is something foul in my belly, my friend, I chuck it up and spit it out. Faith, or power, or anger, or hate, or love. Find the right tool.
What? You're untying me. Satan, what's your game?
You can pull the snake out like a rotten tooth. Spit it out like a foul juice. Now go. Find a way to save yourself from deep desire. And don't ever come crawling back to our door. Zambala with the big purple snake. Eat snakes like yours for breakfast.
Yes?
Two complimentary tickets for Pastor Herkimer, please. I believe they've been reserved.
Herman Hervey Herkimer. Compliments of Mrs. Elliston?
Yes, that's correct.
Mrs. Elliston's complimentary ticket privileges have been revoked until further notice.
What? Excuse me? Why is that?
As I understand it, Mrs. Elliston has run away to live with the devil.
Oh.
Preposterous. Rosina Elliston is a true child of God and loving and loyal to her husband.
Your tickets are $15 apiece, cash or charge.
$15 for a church service. Blasphemy.
You're holding up the line.
Rosina, no, wait.
Rosina.
This guy was first.
Two adults,
this guy was first.
Child.
Hold on, ma'am. This guy here. Wait a minute.
It gnaws me. It gnaws.
5 minutes, Rod. Rod?
Yeah. Of all the poisonous snakes in the world, which do you imagine has the sharpest sting?
Rod, you all right?
The one in your belly. Ha
ha! You're on in 5 minutes.
The one looking back at you in the mirror.
Did you hear me? Rod!
Did you hear me? The most poisonous snake in the world is the one who puts on your clothes in the morning and goes walking around all day pretending to be you.
I'm sorry, but... Mrs. Elliston!
I demand you, my husband. Rod.
Yes. Do I know you?
Why are you crawling around on the floor?
It's as good a way to get around as any. Do I know you?
I am Rosina, your wife.
I have no wife.
Rod, let me take you home.
No home, no wife. Unless my belly is my house and my snake is my wife.
It's time, Rod. Rod, it's time.
Rod, please. Rod. Rod. Rod, the snake is a fantasy. A shadow. The past, no matter how dark, is nothing to tomorrow. Rod. Rod.
Rosina. At last. I found you.
I want to die.
No. You've too much good. Strength and life.
Remember the day as bright and pure and sharp as a precious stone. The day I first opened my heart to Jesus.
It knows me. It knows me. Lord, help. Oh, Lord, please win this wrestling match in my guts.
Amen.
Yea, I ask of thee all, how are your snakes today? You and you, all of it. You, did you take its best advice when you should have been saying your prayers? Did it sting you when you thought about your neighbor's fancy house and brand new car? Did it grow fat and green with jealous rage? Did it squirm and twist and crawl and breed with deep, deep desire?
Yes?
Oh, excuse me. I must have the wrong address. I was looking for...
Antoine Lafayette. I am he. You must be Pastor Herkimer. And...
Rosina Elliston.
Pleased to meet you. You are surprised?
Well, no, I...
You didn't expect a voodoo priest to answer the door in a three-piece suit and a tie? Neither do I have AIDS.
I do not mean to patronize you, sir.
Of course not. Please, won't you come in and make yourself to home? No. My spirits are not devils. They have never eaten anyone. On the contrary, it is they who protect against evil spirits and werewolves. I shall never be ungrateful to them. It is not I who created them, but God himself.
Forgive my ignorance, Mr. Lafayette.
Antoine, please. In fact, both of you must know some of my good spirits, too. Dambala Wedo, the snake spirit, is known in your world as St. Patrick.
St. Patrick is credited with driving the snakes out of Ireland.
Voodoo is rooted in the history of white sugar and black slaves. Slavery is not only exile, but also subjection, hunger, sorrow, nakedness, insult, prison, perpetual persecution, and possession by all the evils of the universe. You must understand that I am an expert when it comes to possession.
It has reached the point with Elliston where he is incapable of leaving his bed. There he twists and writhes and howls all day and night without one moment's respite.
We fear the worst. Antoine, do you know of anything we can do for my husband?
Do you have any experience?
None. Save for studying an old monograph entitled The Rubrics on Exorcism, which I found in my church library.
Study it well. Do not deviate. You failed to cross one T and it could be fatal. Most importantly, you must have courage, compassion, faith, and love.
Courage, compassion, faith.
And love.
The snake appears to react most violently to the mention of Christ's name.
Yes. For you and for him, in the name of Jesus, it is perhaps your greatest weapon.
Perhaps. There is no higher power than the Lord.
No higher power, yes, but there is, even for you, and for him, perhaps, a higher love.
A higher love?
Pagan.
Voodoo, we believe that there are two souls, not one. And they are twins. Sometimes there is a split between the two souls, and the result is a self-possession, an egotism, an ingrown soul. I am trying to tell you that the possession may not be demonic, but an ingrown, earthbound humanity, which requires the love of reconciliation rather than the judgment of exorcism.
It gnaws me. It gnaws me.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus and all that's holy... Evil snake, thou foul serpent, quit this man's belly and never... Courage, compassion, faith, and...
It gnaws me. It gnaws...
It's not working. I don't know enough. Lafayette should be here. Oh, Lord, what can be done? Rosina, my good friend, put that away. Please, that's not the way.
I know what I'm doing, Pastor. Here, you can hold the gun.
Is it loaded? You shouldn't...
Rod. Rod, you must forget yourself. Forget yourself, my husband, in the love of another. Love me. Love me. No.
Rosina. Oh. It's dead. The snake is dead. I shot the snake.
God be praised.
Rosina?
You... Do you know me?
You're my wife. Do you know me?
Yes.
Your eyes will be opened, and you will be like gods, knowing good and evil.
You've been listening to Deep Desire, based on an idea by Nathaniel Hawthorne and adapted for radio by Charles Tidler. Original music was by George Ryan. Technical operations were by Gene Loverock and sound effects by Jay Hyreen. Deep Desire was produced and directed in Vancouver by John Giuliani with the assistance of Dagmar Kefanke. Next week, you'll hear the last of the series of Nathaniel Hawthorne tales, Strange Child. Goodbye until then.